Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And we had a terrific night Saturday night at Wentworth Park with heats of the Peter Mosman and also the Vic Peters. Those final markets are now open. And to give us all the news, talking greyhounds, Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Andrew. And I can tell you, we'll get into Saturday night in just a second. I was on track. It was just a brilliant night of chasing. Andrew, just quickly, nominations have been extended and are open until 11 o'clock this morning. You've got 15 minutes for Wentworth Park and Grafton this Wednesday, and Dapto Casino and Maitland this Thursday. And I've got breaking news for you, Andrew. This is a Going Greyhound Sky Sports Radio exclusive. A little bit later on today, Greyhound Racing New South Wales will be making an announcement in addition to the record prize money increase. $3 million extra for the next calendar year, taking it up to around $33 million in prize money. They're going to announce an increase in prize money to middle distance and distance races that have been added to the calendar. There'll be a minimum of $2,000 to the winner, but there'll be some really good cup races. A middle distance cup at Dapto in November with Group 3 prize money. That means $25,000 to the winner. And the Newcastle Cup in December, also $25,000 to the winner. Go to thedogs.com.au a little bit later on after lunch. The announcement will be made official, but that's breaking news. So middle distance and distance races, a nice increase in prize money in addition to the record prize money that was announced recently, Andrew.
Oh, no, that's fantastic news for owners, trainers, breeders, all the part of our greyhound racing industry in this state. And great to be getting the scoops as Going Greyhounds should be Monday to Friday mornings. Now, what about Saturday night there at Wentworth Park?
Look, Andrew, participants and punters, they embraced the brand new early start for Saturday night. The first race was at 6:05 at Wentworth. And on the card, the Feral made it 9 wins in a row, if you count his win in the Speed Star at Sandown. Trained by Jack Smith in Forbes, he jumped from box 2 in heat 4 of the Vic Peters Classic and railed through a tight pack at the opening turn before settling in third place and then proving too strong for Kid Candle in 29 and 78. The roar went up from the grandstand. The other Vic Peters heat winners were Mr. Harwood for Jeff Britton, which beat Corborn Marty in 30.03. Show Business for Jody Lord in 30 seconds neat. And Charlie Casey for Peter Carr, which snuck up the inside late to beat Weblep Jack by a neck in 30 and 10. Now, the box draw for the Group 1 Vic Peters final this Saturday night, Kid Candle for Jeff Grimwood in 1, Corborn Marty, Jody Lord 2, Charlie Casey, Peter Carr 3, Show Business, Jody Lord's second finalist in 4, Feral Frankie Jack Smith in 5, Western Envoy, Angela Langton in box 6, Mr. Harwood, Jeff Britton 7, and Jeff Britton's second runner, Weblek Jack, in 8. The reserves are Spearhead and Good Odds Harada. Now, Peter Carr, who trains Charlie Casey, is our guest this morning. He's on the line from his kennels up near Mudgee. Peter, good morning to you. Congratulations on the win. Charlie Casey is no stranger to group company, having run in the likes of the National Derby heats and the heats of the New Sensation. Now, he's in the Group 1 Vic Peters final. How does that make you feel, Pete?
Yeah. Really jumping, Dave. It's my first Group 1. And, mate, from the word go, that dog has shown me that he was right up to that kind of class. And I know he can bring his times down. He's had a couple of 29.8s early in his career at when he went in a heat of the maiden in the final. So I got no doubt he can bring his times down. I heard you talking about the Feral, trained by my good mate Ray. Lindsay Nicol owns him down at Londonderry, so he's the dog to beat, I think. But, mate, there are a lot of good young dogs in that race,
Well, Peter, Charlie Casey jumped well from box 1 on Saturday night. Heading into the back in second place, the greyhound never left the rails, pipping Weblek Jack and Black Signature on the line. The margins were a neck by a neck. It was an absolute thriller. When you were looking at it, did you think he'd got the photo?
Mate, I actually went to the monitor above the boxes, which is a little bit delayed, because when he went past me, the two dogs around me, the Melbourne dogs, were great form, and I really probably didn't think I could pick the leader up because he's such a good... He's won over 600 in Melbourne. So I went to the monitor, actually, and I was very quiet behind the boxes until right on the line when he got the... I let a bit of a shriek out, and poor old Nolene Holiday next to me nearly jumped out of the boot. I had to apologise to her.
He's drawn box three in the final, Peter. What are your thoughts on that?
Mate, I you know, obviously the one of the two have been great because he's a box one bandit, that dog, and that was his first red that he's ever drawn the other day, and he used it. He's only ever had the two twice for two wins, and it's on paper, Dave, the three, he's had about six goes at it, and he hasn't won, but he's ran a lot of good places to good dogs. So, you know, I'm able to decide where I want to be.
Peter, the story of Charlie Casey is an incredible one. It's triumph over near tragedy. He was in your trailer when you were heading home one night. You had, I guess, what they call a micro sleep. You ran off the road. And tell us what happened.
Mate, I'd kind of been struggling leading up to it, and I said to a couple of friends, you know, I've always been such a good driver and a good night driver, and I was just doing too much running around, and you know, I was going down to Winnie on the Wednesday, going down on the Saturday, going over the Dubbo on the Sunday, and I got within a kilometre of home, probably even a little bit less, just up the road here on a little bit of a left-hander, and obviously just shut my eyes for a split second. And I opened, and I was just looking at the bush, you know, and I think all my go-kart racing experience, because I used to race go-karts too, like instead of braking, I just thought myself, well, you know, split-second stuff, I went hard left and accelerated, and I thought, I'm getting out of here. And I just got off the edge of the road and ripped the side of me Falcon. I rode it off, and the trailer just dropped down a little edge, and Charlie, who was in that corner, that just took, it was probably about a foot round tree, and I snapped that, and it just splintered the trailer, and I got out, pulled up on the road, and anyway, Charlie went running down the road. I don't blame him. He'd have been, you know, in a sound sleep, I suppose, and he ended up going into a farmer's property, and I couldn't find him for 10 minutes, and I was, as you can imagine, I was panicking, and just calling out his name, which I call him Buzz, and he come out. I grabbed him, you know, he just took a lot of pads off and stuff. I was just so relieved, and a mate had pulled over, giving me a bit of a hand, a guy going home somewhere, and anyway, that was 2 a.m. in the morning, and anyway, I limped home with the trailer and the car, and mate, Benny Howe, good mate of mine, comes straight up, and we were standing him in buckets of water to cool him down and, you know, make his pads feel better, and it's amazing, Dave, he won down at Winnie Park 22 days after that. It's just, wow. Just amazing, because he was on three legs for 10 days.
Wow, that's just an incredible story, and thank God you both were okay. And
yeah, well, you know, the old saying, Dave, you can replace cars and stuff. I wrote the car off. I was that close to buying a new car. I'd been saving for a new car, and the old Ford had probably served its days, and me Toledo, I just put $4,500 worth of air conditioning on it. That's all right. Oh. And I'm actually picking it up in Dubbo tomorrow. Guy's made it as good as new. He's actually put some improvements on it. And
good stuff.
So I'll get me trailer back tomorrow.
Good on you, Peter. Well, have a safe trip down to Wentworth Park. I'll see you on Saturday night, and all the very best with Charlie Casey from Box 3.
It'll be very exciting.
Thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. And Andrew, the four other Group 1 heats on Saturday night were for the females. They were in the Peter Mossman Opal. Miley Nismo for Nicole and Tony Mason was absolutely brilliant, winning her heat in the night's fastest time, 29.67, with a run home of 11.63. Starter Riot for Keith Helmuth was second. The other heat winners were Aston Peregrine for Paul Labella, which beat Really Unreal for John Finn, 29.77. Flossing for Jeff Britton, which defeated Vouchers, 30.04. And Jeff and his partner Angela Langton have a total of five runners in both finals on Saturday night. While Zipping Truvy for Rob Tyler put up an extraordinary performance, one of the biggest wins I've seen for a long time at Wentworth Park to win her heat. She was skittled at the first turn, turned sideways. She charged home to beat Mapunga Frankie in 30 and 24. She's undefeated 3 out of 3. That was brilliant. Box draw, Andrew, for the Peter Mossman, Miley Nismo in 1. That's drawn well. Zipping Truvy in 2. Starter Riot 3. Flossing 4. Aston Peregrine 5. Really Unreal 6. Mapunga Frankie 7. Vouchers for Mark Gatt in 8. The reserves, Fancy Francine and Snazzy Ethics.
Yeah, and the market tells us those markets are now open in the Peter Mosman Opal. Miley Nismo off the Reds, the favourite at 240. And in the other race you mentioned earlier, the Vic Peters Classic Final, in that race, Feral Frankie number 5 is at 260 ahead of the 7 and the 8. Mr. Harwood and Weblek Jack, they're both at $4.60. So those markets are there for both of those feature races. We've got a funeral happening this Friday.
Yes, Andrew. Unfortunately, Ray Meddy's passed away last week at the age of 70 after a long illness, and Ray's funeral is going to be held this Friday morning from 10:30 at the South Chapel at Rookwood Crematorium in Sydney. And our thoughts certainly with Ray's family and friends.
For sure. What? Oh, there's big news around the life and the family of Gary Smith, one of our country trainers.
Yes, indeed. He's very proud, Gary. His daughter, Casey, is a champion walker. And overnight, Casey took out the British Columbia Championship in Kamloops, Canada, representing Australia. And this comes after she took gold in the 1,500-metre walk in Kelowna, Canada, in the Jack Brown Memorial a week back. So Casey Smith, Andrew, a teenager with a big athletic future.
And we've got three meetings today as normal. Grafton's the latter one, but before that we get to Bathurst and Nowra.
Yes, indeed, Andrew. Bathurst first cab off the rank at 3:27 this afternoon. The best bet, race 2, number 6, Irinka Sadie. For Feral Frankie's trainer, Jack Smith, the value bet is in race 6, number 2, Solar Sky, also for Jack. Nowra races from 5:13 this afternoon. Best bet, race 7, number 2, Frisky. Value bet, race 4, number 5, Lavish Pedro. Grafton tonight, the carnival continues from 6:06. Best bet, race 5, number 7, Winksea Valley. And the value, race 1, number 1, Mr. Chaos. Andrew, I'll be on the road to Grafton tomorrow, and I'll be doing Going Greyhounds on the road, probably parked outside the Buller Dealer Pie Shop.
Oh, please don't rub it in. You're doing an Ambrosoli. He comes on every Saturday, Ambrosoli, and mentions sausage rolls and things with making me hungry. So, no, sit outside that local pie, because I'll tell you, I did venture into the country last week for drought, and there was many a country pie shop that got a decent run through that trip as well, Dave. There's nothing like them, mate.
Oh, they are the best. I used to go to the Merriwall Pie Shop when I was driving out to Dubbo for Sky Racing. Country pies, you can't beat them, Andrew, and I might have a couple on the way.
Oh, I reckon you will. Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Ben. It's good on you.
Dave Carlson there, completing Going Greyhounds, heard Monday to Friday at about 10:40. A break. We'll got Manawatu, the action kicking off in about 4 minutes from Greyhounds in New Zealand. After the break, we'll look at the full preview for Nowra Greyhounds.